most of us get up every day and live out the same old, day after day. And whilst we might have a few niggles here and there, we really don't think too much about it. And that's why many a person's life, maybe your life, is just drifting. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at your life from a different perspective. So, do you enjoy sailing?
I don't. I'd much rather be on the land than on the water. Nevertheless, let's put ourselves back in that drifting boat for just a moment. Out there on this massive great ocean, no sails up, no rudder in. It's frankly no way to get to where you're going, and eventually, unless we do something about it, we're just going to die out there on the water. With the oceans covering 71% of the Earth's surface, and with the way the tides and the currents travel, the chances of making landfall are somewhere between Buckley's and none. Yeah, stay in that boat, keep the rudder out of the water, the sails off the masts, and eventually you're going to die. I don't know how many people die out there on the oceans each year, but as a percentage of the world's population, you'd have to imagine that it's a very, very small number. The tragic thing is that back here on dry land, many people, way too many people, are living their lives that way, just drifting aimlessly. And on top of that, their expectation is that they should actually get to where they want to go. Don't believe me? Last night on the news, they interviewed a 16-year-old girl who had had triplets. Now, she and her boyfriend were both unemployed, relying on the government to keep them afloat. When the interviewer asked them whether they planned on getting a job, they answered no. Their plan was to have more children. Their plan was to rely on the government to support them. Now, that's by no means an isolated case. Extreme? Yeah, but not unusual. Whether it's in our lives or in our jobs, drifting aimlessly along is not a recipe for success. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should all be chasing after success, the big house, the big car, the big salary. And nor am I suggesting that all the positive outcomes in our lives have everything to do with hard work alone. But there are many people just drifting their way through life, wondering why nothing's happening, wondering why they're not getting to where they want to go. This week, being the beginning of a new year, we've kicked off a series of messages that I've called The Art of Living. It's about being deliberate in planning and living our lives here on Earth. One of the big mistakes I see people making, can I say, particularly amongst Christians that I have so much to do with, is that they somehow over-spiritualize their existence. Well, you know, it's in God's hands. I have to wait for Him to do everything. Others might rely on something else, on karma or whatever. And look, please don't get me wrong. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And I know that many of the big things that have happened in my life have happened not because of any brilliance or hard work on my part, but because God's mighty hand was on it from the beginning. But I also know that laziness doesn't bear fruit. Have a listen to this. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15. Laziness brings on a deep sleep. An idle person will suffer from hunger. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 to 34. I passed by a field of someone who was lazy, by the vineyard of a stupid person, and look, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw it and considered it. I looked, and I received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed warrior. I don't know where you're at in life, but humour me here. Imagine that God is God, that He loves us like a father. Would you expect this God to bless laziness, to bless idleness, to bless a lack of planning, a lack of vision, a lack of a sense of direction? The answer is kind of, well, self-evident. We live in a world of cause and effect. Planning, diligence, hard work, application, dedication, focus, persistence, those things tend to yield good results a lot of the time. Idleness, laziness, those things tend to yield bad results most of the time. Let's come back to that boat that we were drifting in at the beginning of today's program. If your life is like being in that boat, I'm going to ask you a question here. You mightn't like it, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Whose fault is that? We can blame our parents, our circumstances, our education or lack of it, our looks, our physical weaknesses, maybe even our disabilities. But none of those things really cut it, do they? If your life is drifting, the buck stops with you. If my life is drifting, the buck stops with me. It's as simple as that. We've all seen people with incredible disabilities achieve amazing things, haven't we? And we've all seen people who were born into a fantastic family, had plenty of money, had good looks and brains to go with it, make a complete hash of their lives. Now, it's not our circumstances that determine the direction our life is going to head. Look at Nelson Mandela. Look at Mother Teresa. Look at Mahatma Gandhi. And look at the dozens of ordinary people that you know in your life who've achieved extraordinary things despite their circumstances. No, it has nothing to do with our circumstances. And frankly, adversity is no excuse. If your life is drifting, it seems to me you have a couple of options. Option one, just let it drift on by. And one day, you are going to die out there on that ocean in that drifting boat. Option number two is doing something about it, deciding here and now that the status quo, this life of endless drifting, is simply no longer an option. That life can't go on like this. It's time to actually do something about it. It's time for a new start, a new beginning. And what better time than the beginning of a new year to come to that decision? My friend, if your life is drifting, the buck stops with you, and it's time for you to do something about it. The alternative, well, the alternative is getting to the end of your days here on this earth and looking back on a lifelong missed opportunity. It's not such a happy thought, is it? And let's just take that one step further. You may remember the parable of the talents that Jesus told of the three servants, each left a huge amount of money by their master to invest in order to get a return. Two of those servants did really well. On the master's return, they each gave him the original capital plus 100% return. And those guys got a huge pat on the back. But one of the servants, he was afraid, so he hid the money to keep it safe. He returned the original capital to the master when he came back, but without a dividend. Now, maybe you think the master should have been happy that at least he got his capital back. But listen to what Jesus says. You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I didn't sow, I gathered where I didn't scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was mine with interest. So take the money from him, give it to the one who has a lot of money, for to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25, verses 26 to 30. Jesus doesn't mince his words. He's made a huge investment in our lives, in your life, and he expects us to live our lives in such a way as to deliver a huge return. He's not calling us to live a life of missed opportunities and excuses. He's calling us to live a life that counts. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. Work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us a victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.